Hello and welcome to the first progressive audio recording. I think audio is a very, very powerful way of teaching, and it's a great learning tool because you can just throw on your headphones anywhere when you're laying in bed at night, or you're on the bus, you're on the train, commuting to work or school, and you can get some value. So instead of always listening to music all the time, I want you to start thinking about, can I start listening to some quality audio recordings? Now, obviously, this is probably one of a kind when it comes to soccer development, but there's a bunch of audio recordings out there. If you look over the internet or you went to your local library, you could find a bunch of CDs and tapes, or you can download MP3s and listen to some great advice from some great minds. And honestly, that has been one of the biggest tools in my personal development, and I'm not just talking soccer, I'm talking life in general. So just play with that idea a bit. Search the internet. If there's something, a particular area of your life that you would really like to improve, I encourage you to go out there, seek that information, because it's probably on audio, and simply by listening to an hour or 2 hours of recording, you can become a lot smarter, a lot more confident on a certain topic, just by listening to someone else's voice. So in this audio recording, I want to give you a bit of value. And like I said, when you picked up this package, got this offer, this audio recording is going to focus on the mentality towards training and also your mentality as an individual, as a player, what sort of traits you should have. So I'm going to start by going into the idea of total player development and why it's so important and what it looks like. Then I'll lead into a training approach. So what should your sessions look like? How can you train in a specific way to get the most out of your training so you're actually improving? Because I know a lot of players out there are complaining that they're spending all this time training, but they're not seeing the improvements. They're not seeing the changes in their game that they're after. What I want you to understand is that if you are putting in the time and you're doing it properly, that is not a possibility, okay? You will always improve if you are training in the right way. After that, we're going to lead into some characteristic traits of great achievers. So obviously, I'm not going to list every possible character trait, but I've narrowed down a few that are very powerful, and I think you need to make them part of your own identity. To finish, I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do right away to start developing those traits. And then we're just going to give you a bit of motivation to go out there and achieve that success that you deserve. So I want to start by asking you a question. I want to ask you, what do you want to achieve? Who do you really want to become? What type of player do you want to be? Okay, obviously I'm always relating these principles not only to soccer but to life. But for the sake of this audio recording and making you a better player, let's focus on your soccer career, your football career. What do you want to achieve? So what are your goals? I want you to dream big. Okay, and not only dream big, I want you to actually go out and chase those dreams. Okay, we live in a world full of people who may have had childhood dreams, but 95% of them let those dreams go. They never chase them. And when it finally does come that day, when they're on their deathbed looking back, okay, they're not going to regret all the things that they didn't do. Or sorry, I said that wrong. They are going to regret all the things that they didn't do. Okay, they're not going to regret all the things that they did do. Because believe me, all the things that you do in your life, the things that you will do in your life, even if they go bad, you're going to learn from them. You're going to grow from them. You're going to experience beautiful things because of them. But if you have those dreams and you just put them up on the shelf, you never really go and chase them, believe me, when you're old and gray and you're looking back on your life and you ask yourself, what if, that's going to be the biggest pain that you could ever experience. Much more than trying to achieve a goal and failing. Okay, believe me, that pain of regret of not even trying, that's going to be the biggest pain that you could ever feel. So please, Dream big. Ask yourself, what do you really want to achieve? Do you want to make a certain team? Do you want to improve certain skills? Do you want just to get respect that you deserve? Do you want more playing time? Okay, these can be big goals. They can be small goals. The more goals you have, the more direction, the more focus you will have on improvement. Therefore, the better you will become, because you'll always be thinking, how can I get better? How can I achieve this next goal? How can I take it to the next level? So dream big. Have lots of goals. That's fine. Yes, we will narrow your goals down and we will make them nice and specific, realistic, so you can get the greatest amount of achievement in the most efficient way. But dream big and then actually go out and chase them. Okay? I want you to understand that all the goals that you have are possible to achieve. And I don't even know what they are. Okay? But they are possible to achieve. Yes, some will be much more difficult than others. Some may be near impossible. But believe me, they are still possible to achieve. Okay? Whatever your goal is, if you just start thinking creatively, how can I achieve it, you will find a way. Yes, like I said, the steps to get there may be very difficult based on the degree of your goal, but I don't want you to think it's out of your reach. It's impossible. Okay, there's no such thing. Whatever you dream, you can find a way to achieve it. Then it's just about you following those steps. So understand, it's possible. Okay, you have this in you, but it starts with believing in yourself. If I want to go and achieve a goal, but I don't truly believe in myself, in my ability to make it happen, then I may go through the steps, I may give it a little try, but in reality, I'm not going to invest my full self. I'm not going to give it my best effort. Okay, so you have to understand, it is possible. Believe in yourself. You can totally do this. Like I said, I don't even know you. I don't even know what your goals are, but I know you have it inside of you. I know you have the ability to bring it out of you and make it happen. So please, please believe in yourself. Give yourself that credit. Okay, if you're training every day, you're working to become better, you're listening to my advice, obviously you're listening to this recording right now, you have it in you. You're taking the right steps. So please believe. Do not doubt yourself. You can make this happen. Okay? Thousands of players around the world are using my methods and they're improving. They're seeing the results. There's nothing different between you and them. They're human beings. They have two legs, two arms, one heart, one mind. You're the same. You can make it happen. If they can see improvements, you can see improvements. If they can achieve great goals, you can achieve great goals, as long as you do what is required. So start believing in yourself. Now I want to get into some total player development, or the concept of total player development, because before we go into those characteristic traits, I think it's very important that we are approaching our development in the right way. Understand, right now, you may have these traits in small forms, at small degrees, but you may not have all these traits, you may not have even touched on these traits because of the way you are approaching your training. So let's talk a bit about total player development, complete player development. And this is really one of my biggest philosophies, and it's one that creates the biggest improvements. Why? Because we leave no room for weaknesses. Okay, we address all of the points of your development, and it really starts by looking at the bigger picture. Okay, there's so much more to a soccer player than just technical skill. But the sad reality is most coaches, most youth systems, especially in North America, definitely in underdeveloped parts of the world, the coaches don't put enough stress on the different areas of the game. Yes, we get the ball at our feet, we take shots, we do dribbling drills, whatever, working on the basics. Some coaches definitely touch on the physical aspect and do it very well. But there are so many pieces missing in this puzzle. And if we could just start to piece them all together, you can start to see massive improvements in a much shorter period of time. Okay, the reason this works is the idea of synergy. So let's look at an example here. If I want to become a better player and I'm just focusing on improving my shooting every day, okay, yes, I will slowly get better at shooting, but in reality, the other areas of my game are not improving. On the other hand, if I took a complete approach, so yes, I want to get better at shooting, but I'm not just going to focus on shooting. I'm going to focus on all the different aspects of my game. So I'm going to focus on the tactical aspect. I'm going to actually watch, analyze, and start to understand great goal scorers. Okay, so I'm working on this tactical aspect. I'm understanding, okay, what technique are they using? What positions are they getting into? How are they creating goals for themselves? Okay, that alone is going to help me with my shooting. I'm not even working with the ball. I'm just understanding the game from a different perspective. At the same time, I'm working on my mental strength. So I'm working on my self-belief and eliminating self-doubt. So every time I do have a bad shot, I can just shake it off, analyze what was wrong, and become better because of it. Okay, so we're combining, this is just a small example, but as you can see, we're combining three different areas of development rather than one. And what that is going to do, it's going to allow not only my shooting to get better, but everything to get better at the same time. Okay, if I work on all the different areas of my game, physical, technical, tactical, mental, they all help each other grow. If I were just to isolate one, if I just worked on my technical for, say, a six-month period, yes, my technique would improve, but the other areas would not. At the same time, if I just took a little more focus, I took a bit of focus off of only technical and redistributed it to the different areas, mental, tactical, physical, and that technical, those four together would help my improvements even more. So yes, I'll get better at shooting because I have a tactical understanding, because I'm getting stronger legs from the physical development. I'm getting quicker feet so I can move my feet faster. And I'm also developing a stronger mind, which will allow me to analyze my technique better. It'll allow me to remove frustration so I can train harder and keep me disciplined and focused so I can continually keep improving. So I want you to think about that, the idea of synergy, okay? Everything develops together at a faster rate. I believe the definition for synergy, just to make it a little clearer for you, is something like the total output of multiple inputs combined is much higher than the input of one. But that didn't really make sense at all. Let me try to tie this together for you, because I definitely don't want to start this audio over. If I'm just working on one thing, if I have one input, let's say I have an input at 100 points of input. Okay, stay with me for you physics majors. Your scientists out there, stay with me. I'll try to keep it simple. 100 points of input from one source will create 100 points of output. Let's say like that. If I were to reduce it and I said 20 points of input from four different sources rather than one will create 200 points of output. Okay? So that's the idea of synergy. If I have more inputs from different areas, even if it's only 100 points of input, because I'm combining those together, they are multiplying each other and they're creating more output than I'm actually putting in. Okay, so let's get away from that idea, but basically focus on improving all parts of your game, not just one. Okay, what are all your weaknesses? What are all your strengths? How can you make all of them better? I don't want you to have any flaws in your game. I don't want you to feel unconfident about any area of your game. Will you feel unconfident and have flaws at this point? Yes. But if you're continually working to remove them, you'll look back in a couple months, you'll look back in a year, and you will be absolutely amazed at the improvements you've made in such a short period of time simply because you didn't allow room for any weaknesses. Okay, so the way that you are going to improve the fastest is, one, being extremely honest with yourself. So if you are not honest with yourself, okay, you can't look at yourself and point out the flaws. You always have to tell yourself how good you are and that there's nothing wrong with you. Then you will never be able to improve. The person who can look at themselves and say, yes, I'm a good person, but I need to work on this, I need to work on this, and I need to work on that, that's the person that's going to see development. So be honest with yourself. Okay, what are the weaknesses in your game? Are you bad at heading? Are you bad at jumping? Are you bad at tackling? Okay, do you have a weak mentality? Do you get down on yourself all the time? Do you not understand the game so well? Do you need to work on your technical aspect, your dribbling or your ball handling? Okay, be honest with yourself. Where are the biggest holes in your game? Until you're honest, you will never be able to improve. Okay, so when other people give you criticism, I don't want you to turn it off. I don't want you to resent that person. I want you to take what they're saying, listen to it, and ask yourself, okay, why are they saying this? They must be saying it for a specific reason. How can I take that information and start working to improve that area? So be honest with yourself. Second is your desire to improve. Just because you've identified your areas of weakness does not mean that you are going to become better. Okay, once you've identified them, now you have to start working incredibly hard to improve them. So your desire to become better, to become a complete player is really what's going to make this happen. Now, wanting to do something and actually doing it are two totally different things. So you can say, yes, I want to be a better shooter. Yes, I want to be stronger and faster. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go out and do it. Okay, so once you've identified the areas, you've built that want, you really want to improve because you know it's going to make you a better person. You know it's going to make you happier. You know it's going to bring you more success. Then you have to actually go out and do it. So understand this, that theory and application are two totally different things. You may know exactly what to do. That doesn't mean you're doing it. You may have been listening to me, watching my videos for a long time. That doesn't mean that you're actually doing everything that I tell you to do. Okay, so be honest with yourself. Every time you watch a video, every time you listen to an audio, every time you read a book, ask yourself, yes, maybe I know about this, but am I actually doing this? Okay, because a lot of times people get ideas and they're like, yes, that's such a great idea. I'm going to do that all the time. And then you look back in a month and maybe you did it for 2 days and then fell off. Okay, so be honest with yourself. Want to improve, desire to improve, and then actually do it. If you do those three things, you are going to be fine. You're going to see improvements. You're going to get better. Believe me. Finally, I want to say that this is a long-term objective. Okay, you have to have your eyes on the horizon, not right in front of you. You're not going to see massive improvements overnight. Okay, anything worth having does not come easily. Because if it did, everyone would be a great soccer player. Everyone would be amazing because it wouldn't take that much work to get good. What you have to understand is that you can get good if you're willing to do more than what others are doing. Okay, just because there's not great players in your area, or you don't have any friends that are great players, doesn't mean you can't be a great player. Okay, just because you've been training for a bit and you're not seeing the improvements that you want doesn't mean that you can't see them if you make a couple changes. Understand this is a long term. So if you're looking for a short term success, you're just looking to get a quick fix, you want to read a book, you want to watch an audio and suddenly be better, significantly better, okay, that's not going to happen. You have to put in the work and you have to stick with it for the long run. Okay, realize that you're going to live for a long time. So even if you're not an amazing player in 3 months, that doesn't mean you can't be in 6 months or 1 year. All you have to do is stick with it. Too many players make the mistake of giving it a little bit of effort and then not seeing the results that they want right away and then giving up. Okay, believe me, if you give up, you will never see those results. If you just stick with it, even if you're progressing at an extremely slow rate, eventually you will see those results. They will be coming to you. All right, let's move on and let's look at training approach. So here I'm talking specifically about your individual training. How should you be training? What should you be doing to get the best results? Because a lot of players they kick the ball around a lot, they put in a lot of hours a day, but they may not be doing it in the most effective way. And if they could just make a few simple changes, then they would start to see much faster results, much more significant results in a shorter period of time like we've been talking about. So first I want to, first I want to just address the idea of individual training versus collective training. So obviously when you train with your team, That's very important. You need that. Why? You need game experience. You need to be around other players. You need to put yourself in game situations. That's how you get those experience points up, okay, get your knowledge of the game up, and get more confidence around the game. The only problem with collective training or team training is that you don't have as much attention directed on yourself. So you are focusing on yourself. Yes, you're a team player. When you're at your team practices, you need to play as a team player. But here we're focusing on your individual development, not your team's development. Okay, that will come later. That's your coach's main focus. You need to focus more so on your individual development. So when you're at a team session, let's say you're doing a shooting drill. I'm sure you've experienced this before. 10 players waiting in a line, waiting for one shot, and they get a shot every 3 minutes. Okay, it's not good enough. If you want to improve, you need more touches on the ball. You need more focus on yourself. So when you're in your individual training, you are the prime objective, okay? You're getting all the action. So you're getting all the touches. You're taking all the shots. You're analyzing your technique. When you're in a team session, you're only getting the ball so often. The coach is only giving you advice specifically, you personally, so often. And you're not getting all the time and effort, all the touches, all the repetitions that you need to actually improve. So individual training is so important. I really suggest that you're doing it at least 6 days a week. If you really want to become, I mean, if you're at a high level, if you're just doing this for recreational purposes, you want to get a bit better, that's fine. You could probably do something like three days a week, 4 days a week. Okay, but if you really want to see improvements, get on that ball every day. Work with yourself every day. So you can work on the physical side, you can work on the technical side. With the advice that I'm giving you, you can learn to work on the tactical and mental side as well. But until you sit down with yourself and start asking yourself the questions, okay, why does my shot always curl to the left? Okay, why in one-on-one situations can I not beat the player? Why when I make a pass, does it always go where I don't want it to go? Okay, until you ask these questions and actually spend the time in your individual sessions working on those specific areas, you will not see the improvements that you want. But that is the beauty of the individual training session. Okay, if I want to get better at shooting and I go out to the field, in 30 minutes, I could get 100 shots. Okay, in your team practice, realistically, in 30 minutes, you might get 3 or 4 shots. So it's a massive difference. When I'm in my individual training, I can take the time to ask myself, okay, why did my shot go that way? Why didn't it go straight? What's wrong with the technical aspect of my game? And what changes can I make to see this improvement in my shot? I honestly guarantee if you take the time and you analyze in a short session in 10 minutes, you can see improvements in your technique if you just learn to analyze and ask the right questions. Okay, so let's say you shot the ball and it went too high. You got to stop. You got to ask, why? What did I do wrong? Okay, I probably followed through too much. I leaned back too much. I didn't have a flexed enough foot. Okay, and then you go again. You shoot again and you try that with all the corrections that you've made. Maybe you see a little change. Then you try again. Okay, you had a good shot this time. Why was it good? What am I going to do next time? Hey, in your team session, you don't have the time to break it down like that. In your individual session, you can take the time to really analyze your technique and really, really improve it. So that's the idea I'm leading into, which is self-analyzation. If you can't look at yourself and see what you're doing wrong, it's going to be very difficult for you to improve. Now, the thing is that at a young age, I don't think a youth player's mind has been sculpted enough or grown enough to the level where they can actually step outside of themselves, look at themselves, look at, say, what am I doing wrong, and make the specific changes. Okay, but I want you just to open your mind to this idea. Because believe me, if you have that idea in your mind and you want to improve, it'll start to make sense for you. So every time you have make a mistake, we'll say, analyze, why was it a mistake? Okay, what did I do wrong? This pass went over my teammate's head when really it should have went short. Why? Okay, what can I do differently? I dribbled at the player and he took the ball off me. He tackled me. Why? What do I need to do differently? I need to dribble with more pace. I need to accelerate faster. I need to make a sharper change of direction. I need to stay lower to the ground. Okay, with all the things that I'm teaching you, all the things that you're learning, you're going to start to notice and pick up things saying, oh, I did this, but Dylan said to do this. Or I watched a professional player and I did this, but he actually did this. Okay, that's how you got to look at it. And that's how you're going to really see improvements, is by analyzing your mistakes and making those changes. So work with that idea. Next thing I want to talk about in your train session is keeping it short but high intensity. A lot of players will go to the field and they kick the ball around for 2-3 hours, but in reality, they're not really pushing their limits. They're not getting their self to that next level. They're not exhausted by the end of it, and that really is the key. You want to keep it short but high intensity. So if I go, let's say, 45 minutes to an hour, I would max out. I should be exhausted. I should be tired by the end of the session. Okay, I should really be bagged because I've been pushing myself so hard. So keep your session short. If you want to break up your sessions into 2 sessions a day, I think that's a great idea. If you did, say, physical in the morning, technical at night. Okay, if you don't have the time, yes, you can compress it into a 2-hour session. I would prefer if it was about 1.5 hours and just up the intensity. Okay, so that brings up another idea, another point that I have to stress, which is a lot of players say they don't have the time. Okay, if you don't have the time, you can make the time. Even if your session is 10 minutes long, but you really push it. You're sprinting everywhere, you're dribbling as fast as you can, you're shooting strikes, you're running after the ball, you're jumping, okay, you're doing core exercises, whatever. If you're doing it with enough intensity, you don't need that much time. I do a lot of personal training as well, focusing mainly on health and fitness, and that's one of the biggest excuses. I don't have any time to go to the gym. Make the time. You don't need to go to the gym. You can do it in the kitchen. You can do it in your living room floor. Okay, how long does it take to do 50 push-ups, 50 squats, and 50 sit-ups? You do that all in 10 minutes. If you do it with high enough intensity, you're combining your cardio, you're getting a great workout. Okay, no more excuses. You have the time. If you don't, make that time. Or this comes back to that first point that I was talking about, which was your desire to improve. If you're making 100 excuses for why you can't get your training in, believe me, you'll find 100 reasons, 100 excuses, and you'll stick with those excuses. If on the other hand, you're saying, hey, I'm done with excuses, I need to find 100 ways to make it happen, believe me, you will find those ways to make it happen and find that time. All right, so areas of focus in your training sessions. Obviously, you should be focusing mainly on technical and physical when you're working by yourself. Yes, you need to take the time to address the mental aspect and the tactical aspect on your own, say watching videos, reading books, this sort of thing, becoming smarter, becoming more intelligent. Okay, you're going to focus on that on your own time. But when you're actually training, you're going to the field, you're going to the gym, you want to focus on the technical and physical aspect. And like I said, we're talking total development. Okay, so you could spend 5 minutes on all the different disciplines of fitness. Let's look at flexibility. So in your warm-up and your cool-down, you're going to combine stretches to improve your flexibility. Okay, agility. You could do some agility drills. They only take 2-3 minutes. You can do a bunch of different ones. Remember, high intensity, short duration. You can work on the strength and power. So a bit of weightlifting or bodyweight exercises. That doesn't have to take more than 20 minutes. Speed, you're going to be doing different sprints, variations, changes of direction, jumping, working on your vertical. Okay, you don't have to spend an hour on each of these. You can spend 10 minutes on each of them, and if you do it with enough intensity, really pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, then you're going to get some great benefit. Finally, when we're talking about training approach, I want to focus on progressive intensity. Okay, so if I'm doing a certain session today, and in 3 months I'm still doing the same session with the same intensity, I'm still going to be the same player. So if you want to raise your game to a new level, you want to be a better player, each session has to be progressively more intense. Okay, you have to be challenging yourself more. So if today I'm juggling to 20, tomorrow I have to juggle to 25. Okay, in a month I should be juggling to 100. Progressive intensity. If I'm dribbling, okay, and I'm going relatively slow in the beginning, each day I want to push myself faster and faster when I dribble. So when I'm in the game, I can actually dribble at speed and beat defenders. If I'm doing sprints and I did 1 today, I need to do 2 tomorrow. I want to do 10 by next week. and I want to progressively increase my speed. I want to be going faster and faster each time. Okay, if you're lifting weights and I did 10 pounds today, next week I want to be doing 20 pounds, and next week I'm going to be doing 30 pounds. Okay, I want to have that progressive intensity, continually challenging my body to grow. And what that's going to do, it's going to force my body to grow. If I'm always asking more of myself, if I'm asking more of my technique, if I'm asking more of the physical side of my game, my body, my technique is going to be forced to grow. It's going to have to grow. Okay, but if I'm asking the same thing of myself every day, then I'm going to stay the same. So I want you to think about that idea. Last point is consistency. Just like I talked about in the beginning, this is a long-term objective. So if you are training for 1 week and then you fall off for a week, you come back for a couple days, fall off for a couple days, you're not going to see the improvements that you want. If you just stick with it, try to work in 2-3 month blocks. Be consistent. For 3 months, that's where you're really going to see those improvements. Be consistent, okay? Get the most of every day. That's when you're really going to see those results. All right, let's move forward. I want to talk about characteristics. So like I said originally, these are obviously not all the characteristics of a great achiever. But here are a couple of very important ones that I want you to make part of yourself. Now, the first characteristic that I want to address is work ethic. Excuse me. Just take a sip of water here. Give me a second. The first characteristic is work ethic. Talent is overrated. You've probably heard me say this before, but I want to clear everything up so everyone's on the same page and realize how important this piece is to the puzzle, how important this piece is to your success. Because honestly, if you don't have it, I'm going to say this right now, you're not going to achieve it. If you don't have this one characteristic trait, maybe you can get away somehow with not having the others, but if you don't have this one, you are screwed. Believe me. Okay, so get this. Make this part of yourself. This is absolutely huge. This is one I wish I had when I was much younger. Believe me, I would be much further in life right now. But we can't think about the past. We can only work in the present. So the first characteristic is work ethic. Okay, talent is overrated. The people who are the greatest achievers are not necessarily the most talented. They are the hardest working. Yes, talent will help you. Yes, talent is crucial. I want you to be technically skilled. I want you to be creative. I want you to have flair. But if you don't have work ethic, all of that other stuff is useless. It may look nice, but it's not going to give you the results that you want. Okay, work ethic is so important. Why? Because it's going to multiply your results. If two players go into a training session and one has great work ethic, the other one has great talent but no work ethic, the one with the work ethic is the one that's going to see the most improvements in that session. Okay, the talented player may play better because at this point he has more talent, but the player with the work ethic is the one that's going to get the benefit. They're going to work harder. Their fitness is going to improve. They're going to get more touches on the ball. They're going to be more involved. They're going to get more experience. They're going to get more out of it. So every training session you go into, I need you. You need yourself to be the hardest working player on the field. Now, what does that look like? You're pushing yourself to exhaustion. Okay, every drill that you're doing, you're not jogging through it. You're not going through the motions. You're actually going as hard as you can. You can rest after. Okay, I would rather you go and bust your ass in the first drill of the practice and be so tired that you can't go on. I would much rather you do that than jog and take the first drill really easy just to warm up and not get much out of it. Okay, I'd rather you push yourself to the limit that you have to sit out for 10 minutes because you're going to get much more value. So every drill you do, are you working as hard as you can, especially in your training, right? You don't have to be recovered. You can be tired in your training because you're working hard. You're going to get the benefits. So when you're in the game is actually going to be easy. So realize that work ethic is so important. Are you the hardest working player on your team in every practice, in every game, in your individual sessions? Am I working as hard as I can? Okay, be honest with yourself again. Am I working as hard as I can? Or do I need to pick it up a notch? Because I know I have more in me. And I know a lot of us can relate to that. Okay, every time you go on the field, in reality, you could probably go a bit harder. So if you're continually working for that, you're continually looking to go a bit harder, trying to push yourself just an inch further, just a second faster, okay, that's when you're going to see those results. You have to work, you have to want to work hard. I want you to start to love the idea of working hard, love the idea of hard work. Most players look at hard work as a bad thing. They say, oh, I don't want to work hard. Oh, I don't want to do those sprints. Oh, I'm going to call in sick today to work. Oh, I'm not going to go to my session today because we're doing a beep test. Okay, I'm not going to go to my practice today because the coach is going to work me really hard. You need to get away from that. You need to run to that session because you know working hard is going to make you better. If you make that association, you're always going to want to work hard. Okay, so learn to love hard work. Believe me, hard work pays off and hard work is always rewarded. You may not be rewarded right away in the moment, that instant, but it's going to come to you. Okay, your hard work is going to pay off. Someone's going to notice you. Someone's going to give you some recognition. Someone's going to give you an opportunity. Okay, you're going to get better. You're going to develop yourself. All that hard work is going to pay off. You may not see it right in the moment, but believe me, it's working behind the scenes. So keep working hard. Okay, learn to love that hard work. Enjoy working hard because you know it's going to make you better. So a couple points on how you can improve your work ethic right away and just start getting more results in a shorter period of time. Number one, I want you to hold yourself to a higher standard. So if we're doing a beep test or we're doing a Cooper test, whatever you want to call it, we're doing some stamina training, don't be at the back, be at the front. I want you to push the envelope. I want you to be the one setting the pace. Okay, hold yourself to that highest standard. Don't be okay with being at the back. Don't be okay with being in the middle of the pack. Be in the front and really push it. Even if in the beginning, when you're doing the sprints or you're doing the training, you're getting so tired that you fade off and you fall to the back, okay, that's okay. As long as you were trying to be there in the front, you were trying to be the best that you could be for as long as you could be, that's what's most important. Okay, so hold yourself to a high standard. If you're doing sprints, I want you to work to be in first. I want you to try to be first. Don't be comfortable with being mid-pack. Okay, there's nothing cool about being average. I don't care what anyone else says. I don't care what the kids at school think. Okay, be at a higher standard. You don't want to be average. So everything you do, hold yourself to that highest standard. Are you the hardest working? Are you in front? Are you doing the best? And if you're not, that's fine, but you're going to work to get there. So point number two, and I already addressed it a bit, but this is such an important idea. Learn to love the pain of hard work. Learn to love the pain of being exhausted. So you know when you do a sprint, you do some hard training, and then after you're really out of breath, you're dying, you're laying on your back, you're panting, you're breathing for air. That is what you need to love. Okay, you want to feel that every time you train. Why? Because it's making you better. If I'm just jogging and at the end I can stop comfortably and breathe, okay, that's easy for me. It's not making me better. But if I'm sprinting, I'm jumping, and by the end of it, I'm so dead that I need to lay on my back and just breathe, look at the sky, that's what I want because I know that is making me better. So learn to love the pain of exhaustion. Finally, I want to say do a little more than everyone else. Okay, so if your coach asks you to do 20 push-ups, I want you to do 22. I want you to do 25. I want you to do just a bit more than everyone else. If everyone is doing 5 sprints, I want you to do 5. Maybe after practice you stay and do 5 more. Okay, look at what everyone else is doing. If you want to be better than everyone else, you have to do more than everyone else. So if everyone else is going and they're training for 30 minutes, I want you to train for 40 minutes. Okay, if they're doing 5 sprints, I want you to do 6 sprints. If they're lifting 20 pounds, I want you to lift 22 pounds. Okay, do you see what I'm getting at here? Always try to do a bit more. If you want to be better than everyone else, you have to do more than everyone else. It's a simple concept, but no one is doing it. Very few people are doing it. But if you can start doing it, you're going to start to see the results, and you're going to start to separate yourself from the competition. All right, let's move on to the next trait. So that one was work ethic. Remember how important that is, how you need to make that part of yourself, and how you need to really hold yourself to the highest standard, get the most out of everything that you do. So trait number two is confidence. So important, confidence. If you look at every great player, every great athlete, Okay, they're all confident. Some of them, you could even say they're cocky. Maybe a bit too much. They have a bit of that. Okay, do you see what I'm getting at here? Always try to do a bit more. If you want to be better than everyone else, you have to do more than everyone else. It's a simple concept, but no one is doing it. Very few people are doing it. But if you can start doing it, you're going to start to see the results, and you're going to start to separate yourself from the competition. All right, let's move on to the next trait. So that one was work ethic. Remember how important that is, how you need to make that part of yourself, and how you need to really hold yourself to the highest standard, get the most out of everything that you do. So trait number two is confidence. So important, confidence. If you look at every great player, every great athlete, okay, they're all confident. Some of them, you could even say they're cocky. Maybe a bit too much. They have a bit of that cocky swagger, we'll call it. Okay, why is this important? Why do so many players have this? Okay, if they don't believe in themselves, if I'm Michael Jordan, but I don't think I can make a free throw, or I don't think I can win the game for my team, believe me, I'm not going to. Okay, but if I step into that and I know I can, I'm the most confident player on the field, give me the ball because I'm going to make the shot. Okay, if I have that sort of confidence, or like, why would you pass the ball to anyone else but me? Because I'm going to make the shot. I'm that good. Okay, if I have that confidence, I'm in a much better state. I'm much more likely to succeed. So I don't want you to be cocky. I want you to be humble. But I want you to understand the value in being cocky, or why so many players are cocky. Okay, they're overly confident. Why? Because that's going to produce them better results than being unconfident. Than saying, yeah, I'm pretty good, but you know what? That guy over there is better than me. Rather than saying, you know what? I'm the best. Even if I'm not the best, if I say I'm the best, I think that I'm the best, I feel that I'm the best, then in reality, pretty soon, I'm probably going to be the best. Okay, so I want you to be confident. Even if you're not right now, you need to realize that you have unconfidence in you, and you need to start removing it. Okay, I'm sure you've heard the term fake it till you make it, and I don't really like that phrase too much, because I would rather you be it than fake it. But what I'm getting at here is, even if I don't have the confidence, I'm just going to act like I have the confidence until one day I actually do have the confidence. Because, like I said, just believing or claiming to believe that I am the best is going to put me in a much better place than knowing I'm not good enough, or saying I'm not good enough, believing I'm not good enough. Okay, so please start by just believing in yourself. You can do this. Like I said in the beginning, you have this in you. Whatever you want to achieve, it's totally possible, but it's not possible unless you believe. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. Henry Ford said that, and it's so true. I say that one all the time. Say that one to myself all the time, because anytime I catch myself saying I can't do this, or I'm not good enough, or thinking about all the things that could possibly go wrong, you got to change that. Just say you can do it. Even if you try and you don't, you will learn something from it. You will get the experience. You will become better because of it. So I'd rather you go with confidence, go with cockiness, and try to succeed and fail. I would much rather you do that than go into the situation with no confidence and fail. Okay? You're going to get much more value from the first option. So if you don't believe in yourself, you are wasting your time. I really believe that. If you don't believe that you can succeed, you will not succeed. So start believing. Start believing right away. Give yourself that confidence. Anytime you have self-doubt, you got to crush it. You got to kill it. You got to say, you know what? I can do this. I don't care what that little voice in my head says. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it happen. So you got to come from a place of that. The results won't come right away, but you have to know that they will. Okay, you have to be trained knowing that eventually you're going to see the results. They won't come overnight, like I said. So that's why so many players, they train for a bit, but then they get really fed up. They're like, oh, this isn't working. I'm not doing something right. Okay, you got to stick with it. You got to believe that it's going to work for you. Because believe me, it will. If you just stick with it, you're doing all these things that we've talked about, training with progressive intensity, pushing the limit, becoming a better player every day. Okay, it's going to work. You got to believe that it's going to work for you. So just a couple ideas, or I should touch on the importance of being humble before we get into those. So here we're talking about cocky players, and yes, It's very important to be confident. I would almost rather you be cocky than not confident at all. Okay, but I would also like if you could be very humble. So what the way I would define cockiness is being so confident that you are hurting others. Okay, being so arrogant that you are hurting others. So if my cockiness, my confidence is hurting others, meaning I'm saying, hey man, you suck, I'm the best, I'm better than you, you can never be like me. Okay, that is not what we want to see. Yes, be extremely confident in yourself, but you don't need to put anyone else down. You don't need to tell others that you're better than them, even if you know that you are. You need to be true. You need to be humble. Okay, you need to be respectful. So even if I know I'm better than this player, this guy on my team, or whoever I'm talking with, okay, I'm not going to talk down to them. I'm going to build them up. You be humble, okay? You make other people feel good. Even if you know that you're better than them, build them up. Make them think that they're better than you, especially if they're your teammate, okay? Because if I talk down to my teammate, I make him realize that he's not as good as me because I'm the best and he's not, okay? Then that's going to hurt him, and in turn, that's going to hurt my team. So be humble. Yes, be very confident, but never talk down to people. Never make others think that you're better than them. You don't have to prove that to anyone. Just know that yourself. All right, next point, I should give you some ideas on how to improve your confidence right away. So first I want to talk about looking confident, because really, if you look confident and you come off, you try to exude confidence in your posture and the way that you look and the way that you act, confidence will start to come through you, and you'll really realize how important acting confident is. So first of all, you need to walk with your chest up. Okay, shoulders back, chest up, head held high. If you're walking hunched over, looking at the ground, you don't look confident. You're not going to feel confident at all, that's for sure. So walk with your head up, okay, your head held high, your chest open, your chest up, your shoulders back. Smile. Have a good time. Okay, people like to be around people that are happy. So even though you are serious, you're working for improvement, you're working for results, you're working for wins, you have to be having a good time. Enjoy yourself. And believe me, if you are enjoying yourself, you're actually enjoying yourself, going to soccer, training hard isn't a chore for you, you enjoy it because it's making you better, it's bringing you more happiness, then you're going to be better, okay? You're already going to be confident just like that, simply off being happy, simply off enjoying what you're doing. You're going to be more confident about it. But it's going to make other people around you feel better as well, okay? So smile all the time. When you look at people, look them in the eyes. When you talk to them, look them in the eyes. Don't creep them out with sustained eye contact, okay? Look away every once in a while, but look them in the eyes. When you have a conversation with someone, notice if they look you in the eyes. More crushing self-doubt. We're talking about believing in yourself. Anytime that little voice comes into your head, you need to change it. So anytime you hear a negative thing, anytime you're talking to yourself like, oh, I'm not that good, or oh, I probably can't do this, okay, you got to change that. You got to say, I can do this, I will do this, okay? Always keep it positive in your head. Even if you know this is the biggest challenge you've ever come up against and everything's stacked up against you, just talk to yourself positively, okay? I know this is tough, but I can do this. I can make this happen. I can make it work. I can, okay? If you can, you will. You will find a way. If you can't, you believe you can't, you will find reasons for why you can't. So change that positive self-talk in your mind. Practice. If you want to become more confident, get better. Okay, stop whining about why you're not good enough, why you don't have confidence. Start working to improve those areas of your game. Believe me, the better you get, the more confidence you will get. There's no way around that. Okay, so practice. If you want to be more confident, practice more. Put in more hours, get more touches, get more repetitions. All right, the next trait I want to address is integrity, or responsibility, we'll call it. Okay, a lot of players, they pass the blame. They don't want to take responsibility for their own development, for their own success, for their own performances, for anything. Okay, they're always looking for someone else to blame. Not you. You don't do that. If you have in the past, you're not doing it anymore. So I want you to hold yourself 100% accountable for your own development. If you're not getting better, it's not your coach's fault. It's not your trainer's fault. It's not your parents' fault. It's not your teammates' fault. It's not your environment's fault. It's not my fault. It's not Dylan Tubey's fault. Okay, it's you. It's your responsibility. If you're not improving, you need to make certain changes. If what you're doing today isn't working, don't keep doing it. Do something else. Find a different way to improve. Okay, so you are 100% responsible for your development. No more excuses when it comes to your own development. Find reasons. Find new ways to get better. Okay, next is you want to hold yourself accountable for your performances. So if you don't play well on game day, it's not your teammates' fault for not passing you the ball. It's not your coach's fault for putting you in the wrong position. It's not the referee's fault for making a few bad calls. It's not the other team's fault for being cheap players. That doesn't matter. That doesn't exist. You are 100% responsible for your performance on that day. So if you don't play well, I don't care how the other team, your teammates played. What could you have done to play better? Okay, what could you have done to sway the game and win the game for your team? So take accountability, take responsibility for your performances. Finally, I want you to take on more responsibility than you actually should. Okay, great players take their team on their back and they lead them to victory. I want you to be that type of player. So instead of saying, oh, Johnny really played bad today, that's why we lost. Or, oh, our goalie was so poor today, that's why we lost. Could you have stopped more shots? Could you have defended harder? Could you have helped Johnny motivate himself and get him off his feet when he was feeling bad? Okay, take responsibility. Take more responsibility than you should. Take on the team's responsibility. Okay, I want you to put it on your shoulders. So instead of looking for all the reasons, pointing fingers, what could you have done? If your team didn't play good, maybe that's your fault for not motivating them, for not getting under their skin, saying, hey, come on, guys, we can do this. We're good enough. Maybe you didn't open your mouth when you should have. Maybe you didn't lead by example on the field. Okay, and I don't want you to blame yourself when things go wrong, but I want you to try to take a little more weight off other people and put it on yourself. Because you're the better player, you're the one with the strongest mind, and you're the one who can carry the weight. Okay, believe in that. I think that's a great idea, and I think you need to make that part of yourself. So a couple ideas on how to become more responsible, have more integrity. Number one, make no excuses. So when it comes to your training, when it comes to going to games or getting results, let's focus on your training. Okay, no excuses. Like we were talking about, I don't have time, I don't have a ball, I don't have green grass, I don't have a wall to shoot against. Okay, these are all excuses. I don't have someone to play with. These are all excuses. Get rid of them. They don't matter. They don't exist. You got to work around them if you want the results. I don't have time. I'm going to wake up 30 minutes earlier so I can get 20 minutes of training in. Okay, I don't have a ball. I'm just going to go do sprints. I'm going to do push-ups on the sidewalk. I don't care what it takes. I need to get better. I don't have someone to play with. That's fine. I'm going to work on my own because I know that's going to give me more time to analyze my technique and make myself better. I don't have a wall to shoot against. Find a fence. Okay, find a field and work on your dribbling instead. Okay, these are all excuses. You need to work around them. So no more excuses. I don't want you to make any more excuses. Just look for results. Look for ways to improve. Review your performances. So let's say you had a bad performance. Again, instead of blaming everyone else, review your performances. Where did you make your mistakes? What can you learn from them? What can you do differently? Okay, maybe there was something wrong with your mentality. The way you went into the game, the way you were thinking before the game. Maybe there was something wrong with the positions that you were taking. What space was I getting into? Where should I really have been? Offensively and defensively. On the ball, why did I make mistakes? Why did I get tackled? Why did my pass not go where I wanted to? Analyze those things. How can I get better because of them? If you look at each mistake and actually learn from it, the rate at which you improve is incredible. The thing is, most players make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Even when other people are telling them they're making the same mistakes, they're stubborn. They say, yeah, you know what? They're wrong. I'm just going to keep doing this because I'm always right. Okay, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. So review your performances, learn from those mistakes, and you will improve. Finally, motivate your team. Okay, like put it in your control. If I go into a game and I want my team to play really well, but I keep my mouth quiet the whole time, how much control do I really have over my teammates? None, okay? I only have control over myself at this point. And you're not going to have total control over your teammates ever, But if I go in with a different approach and I am motivating my teammates, maybe I'm not giving a pep talk right before the game, but on the field I'm motivating my teammates. I'm saying, hey, good job. Keep up the great work. Come on, let's push it. Let's keep working hard, guys. Communicating well, being descriptive, being motivating. Okay, then I have more control. I'm not going to have total control, but I have more control, much more control over my teammates and over the game compared to if I just kept my mouth shut and worried about myself. Okay, so motivate your team. Take your team on your back. Realize that if you have their energy up, you get them pumped up, everyone's going to play better. That's going to help you play better, and that's going to help the team win the game. All right, next characteristic I want to focus on is positivity. So this kind of ties into the other idea that we were talking about confidence and destroying self-doubt. But I just want to reiterate the importance of being positive, because this really is one of the most important lessons you can take from this and that you can use in your everyday life. Okay, it comes back to, I'm sure you've heard of the idea of the half glass full or half glass empty. Okay, there's one glass of water. It's the exact, it's right in the middle. Okay, full of water. Two people look at it, one says, oh, this glass is half empty. The other one says, this one is half full. Okay, the empty person is the negative person. So they look at every situation, and instead of finding the positive in it, they look at all the things that are wrong. They look for all the negatives. Okay, on the other side, the person that looks at the glass and says, oh, this is half full, they're the type of person that looks at every situation and finds the positives in every situation. So don't worry about the negatives. Focus on the positives. Okay, so this idea really stuck with me and came from a book called The Secret. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. It's a very big book, especially in self-development circles. And basically, that idea is that if you are doing positive things, you're focusing on positive things, you're thinking about positive things, then positive things are going to happen to you. If, on the other hand, I'm always focusing on the negative things, I'm thinking about all the things that are going wrong, complaining about all the things that are going wrong in my life, negative things are going to continue to show up in my life. Okay, so these are the laws of the universe. If I am focused on the positive, okay, instead of always looking for problems in every situation, so let's say I'm going to my team practice and I'm focusing on all the negatives. So I'm saying, oh, my coach is probably going to yell at me because I'm not that good. Oh, my teammates are going to probably yell at me every time I get the ball because I usually make mistakes. Oh, when I receive it, I'm probably going to have a bad first touch, so I don't even really want to receive the ball. If I take a shot, I'm probably going to miss it. Okay, you're focusing on all these negatives. Believe me, those negatives are coming to you. They will happen. You'll find a way to make them happen. Even if they don't want to happen, you'll find a way to make them happen because you're focusing so much. Your thoughts are so negative that you're only attracting negative energy. Okay, so if you're focusing on the positive things, yes, I want to go to practice so I can improve my coach's perception of me, so I can make him like me more, show him that I'm a good player. Yes, I'm going to earn the respect of my teammates because I'm going to try harder this session. I'm going to play quicker. I'm going to play smarter. I'm going to score a goal this session because I've been working on my shooting, and I know I can score today. Okay, every time I'm in a one-on-one situation, I'm going to blow past that defender because I've been working on my one-on-one dribbling ability. Okay? I've switched it, and instead of looking for all the negatives that could go wrong, I'm looking for all the positives that are going to happen. Believe me, I'm going to find a way to make them happen. Even if they don't happen in that training session that day, if you keep thinking positively, they're going to come. They're going to come. You keep working positively, they're going to come. Okay, so that's the other point of this idea. Just thinking positive thoughts, yes, it's going to put you in a better position than thinking negative thoughts. But you need to be taking positive action. If I'm just thinking thoughts, but I'm not doing anything about it, I'm not going to get the results that I want. So positive thinking is one thing. Positive action is what you need to add. So a couple of things, and I should say one more thing. I want you to be overly optimistic. So know that whatever happens in your life, you have the ability to succeed. You can, whatever problem comes into your life, you're going to be able to find the solution. And if you have that mentality, you're not too worried about what's going to happen because you know you're going to be able to make it work. You're going to have much less stress. You're going to be way more confident. You're going to have way more happiness in your life and way more success. Okay, so please be overly optimistic. Expect things to work out for you because you're doing the right things. Okay, a couple ideas. First idea is I want you to try your very best, and this is going to be difficult. Do not complain about anything or criticize anybody for 30 days. Try to do it for 1 month. You may want to start with a week, and I think you're going to find that this is a bit more difficult than you think. Okay, humans naturally, I don't know what it is, but the way we're wired, we like to complain about everything. We like to look at other people and judge them. We like to see all the negatives rather than the positives. Okay, so you're not allowed. You cannot complain. You cannot criticize. Okay, so anytime you look at someone else and say, oh, that guy sucks. He's not that good. Or, oh, that's a stupid shirt she's wearing. Okay, you're saying that to yourself in your head. Don't laugh because you do this all the time. I do this all the time. Well, I'm getting away from it more and more. But the average person does this all the time. So do not criticize anyone. Do not complain about anything. If something bad happens in your life, instead of wasting your time complaining about it, let's say you got a parking ticket. Instead of wasting your time complaining about the ticket, just pay it. It's gone. It's over with. Okay? You're on with your life. Let's look in a soccer sense. If you had a bad performance and all you do is complain about it, complain about the ref, complain about the pitch conditions, complain about the other team, complain about how bad your teammates were, you're not getting any better from it. So don't complain. Instead, look for the ways that you can make that situation or that experience better. So no complaining, no criticizing, 30 days. Please do your best. Think about this every day because it's going to happen. Okay, you're going to notice yourself complaining. You're going to notice yourself criticizing other people. Remove it from your life. Believe me, if you can do this, you're going to have much more inner peace. You're going to be much happier. And you're going to really see the value in this idea. Okay, whenever you have a problem, act on it right away. Don't set it to the side. Don't say, oh, I'm going to deal with that later. Whatever your problems are, act on them right away. Get them over with. Okay, and a lot of times you realize that if you just took 10 seconds or you took 2 minutes to work on the problem, it'd probably be gone. Instead of keeping it in the back of your mind for hours, for days, for weeks, for months. Okay, whenever you have a problem, act on it right away. Get rid of it. Okay, the other idea was crush your self-doubt at any opportunity, and we already discussed that. But anytime you have that little voice in your head saying, you can't do this, you're not good enough, it's not going to happen, there's all these things that are going to go wrong. Okay, you got to crush that. Say, no, I'm going to do this. I'm good enough. I'm the best. I'm going to make it happen. Even if it doesn't happen, one day I'm going to make it happen. Okay, you can't stop me. Keep talking like that, you're going to be all right. You're going to have a lot of success. You're going to see what I mean. Okay, the last characteristic that I want to talk about is discipline. Okay, it's the ability to do what you must do when you should do it. We talked about this at the beginning. Lots of people know what to do. Let's say I want to lose weight. Most people know what to do. Eat healthier, exercise more. But they don't do it. They might do it for a day, okay, and then they fade off. You may know how to become better at shooting. Go and practice. Analyze your technique with every shot. Get those repetitions in. Work with both feet. Look at other shooters on the internet. Watch the videos. Analyze their technique. Practice, okay? We know what to do, but a lot of times we're not doing it. Why? Okay, first, we're not disciplined, but in order for you to be disciplined, you must be motivated. So if you're not really putting yourself in your training, you don't want to train for whatever reason, it's usually because your motivating factors are not strong enough. So I talked about this in the program, two motivating factors, moving away from, moving towards. Okay, if the pleasure of achieving my goal is greater than the pains, I'm going to do it. Okay, so if I want to become a great soccer player because I'll be able to earn a college scholarship, I'll be able to earn a professional wage so I can feed my family and donate to my community. Okay, those are probably pretty strong motivating factors. If on the other side though, the pain isn't stronger than those, so I don't become a better soccer player, your association with pain is, then I won't make a team. Okay, if the pains aren't more than the pleasures, so instead, if the pains were like, oh, I'm going to get criticized by everyone that sees me, I'm going to be humiliated every time I play on the field. I'm going to lose my parents tons of money. I'm going to lose all my opportunities. I'm going to look back on my life with regret. So you can start to see that I'm building the pains up. When the pains are more than the pleasures, or the pains and the pleasures are both very big, okay, you're going to have lots of motivation. So let's say the pains are huge. You're going to be trying to move away from those pains because you don't want them. If the pleasures are very big, you're going to be moving towards those pleasures because you really want them. But if the pain isn't as big as the pleasure, then you're probably not going to be motivated enough to go out and get it. So I want you to think about developing that association. So you need to think about, what is your goal? Why must I achieve it? Okay, so if I do achieve it, what great things are going to happen? What great things are going to come into my life? And if I don't achieve it, what horrible things are going to happen? What pains am I going to have? Okay, if you can actually start to feel the reasons for why you're training, then it's going to be easy to motivate yourself and be disciplined and do what you have to do. So once you've developed those, once you've created those motivating factors, made a list for yourself, okay, and they actually stick with you, they are actual pains and they're actual pleasures that you're going to experience if and when you do achieve your goal, or if you don't, okay, when you can actually start to feel them, that's when it's going to be easy for you to get off your butt and put in that hard work. So discipline is really, once you have those motivating factors, it starts with being real with yourself, okay, looking yourself in the mirror and realizing that it's up to me, it's up to you, okay, no one else. If you want to achieve that goal, if you want those results, it's up to you. You have to make it happen. So look yourself in the mirror and realize that if you're lazy today, you're the only one that's being hurt. No one else is being hurt, okay? But if you work hard today, you're getting better. You're getting the benefit. You're getting closer to your goals. So realize this is 100% up to you. If you don't put in the training, you're the one that's suffering. You're the one that's not getting closer to your goals. You're the one that's going to have regret at the end of the day. Okay, so live your days without regret. Understand it's your responsibility, and if you want to become better, you have to make it work. You have to put in the work. There's no way around that. Okay, if you don't put in the work, you're not going to get the results. And I know it's a simple theory, but not everyone is following it. Not even close to anyone is following it. Okay, so make that a commitment to yourself. If you're disciplined, if you stick with it for the long run, it's going to come to you. It may not come right away, but it's going to come. All right. Let us move forward. I just want to say a couple things before I let you go and get back to your training. But I want to remind you that you have what it takes. Okay, all these things that we talked about, all these character traits, you can develop them. You probably have them in you right now. They may not be as strong as they need to be, but if you're focusing on making them better, you're really listening to this audio and it's sticking with you, you're taking the information and you're going to use it every day, then yes, you're going to become better, and yes, you can do this. You're capable of achieving everything that you want. Okay? So many players, we don't think that we can achieve goals because we don't believe in ourselves to start. Other people have told us that we can't do it, that it's not possible, that no one does that. We don't see anyone else achieving the goals that we want to achieve. Okay? We tell ourselves that we're not good enough because other people tell us we're not good enough. Yeah, but you need to change that. You need to understand, just because I don't know anyone else who is doing this doesn't mean that I can't do this. Why can't you be the special one? Why can't you be the special breed? Okay, honestly, the great achievers in life, I don't think they're that much different from other people. The only thing different is that they open their mind to the possibility. They said, hey, I can be the one that makes the difference. Hey, I can be the one that stands out miles ahead of anyone else. If it's going to be someone, why shouldn't it be you? It can be you, and it will be you if you stick to these ideas and you really push forward for your success. Remember, make the most out of each day. Do not live with regret. What are your goals? What are your big dreams? Go out and chase them. Please, do not do this for me. Do that for yourself. You're going to enjoy your life. You're going to have such a better life if you just go out, chase those goals, and achieve them. And I'm not just talking about soccer. I'm talking about every area of your life. What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to be? What success do you want to have? It's waiting for you. You just got to go out and get it. Okay? Believe in yourself. Work incredibly hard. Remember, talent is overrated. Talent is overrated. Yes, I want you to be talented. Yes, I want you to work on your skills, your creativity, your flair, like I said, but you need to work incredibly hard for those results. Okay, believe in yourself, work incredibly hard. You're going to see improvements. You're going to get success. Grow, change, and adapt. You will be your happiest when you are growing. If you're the same person today that you will be in a month, believe me, you won't be very happy. But if in a month you're a much better person than you were today, that is when you will be your happiness. I strongly believe that. Happiness comes from growth. So if you're getting better, you're going to be happier. So keep growing, keep growing, keep asking more of yourself. Don't be afraid to change. Okay, a lot of players are scared to change, or a lot of people are scared to change in any way because they think other people will judge them or they won't feel comfortable in their new skin. Realize that if you want to achieve a great goal, you can't be the same person that you are today. You have to change. You have to grow, and you have to adapt to your circumstances, to your environment. You have to change, okay? So don't be afraid of change. Other people might say, hey, man, you changed. What happened to you? Okay, you got to understand that those people that are trying to stop you from changing are probably the people that you don't want in your life because they're bringing you down rather than building you up. Those people that are around you and they're saying, wow, it's great to see you grow, man. It's great to see you change. Those are the people that you want to keep around you. So don't be afraid to change. Realize that you cannot be the same person today that you are tomorrow if you want to achieve great things in this life. Desire more. Yes, we're talking about growing, but yes, you can always take it to a higher level. So who do you want to be? Okay? It's never good enough. Do you think Messi just goes to training knowing he's the best? That guy's always trying to get better. Ronaldo, everybody, every great player, they're always trying to get better. The second that you stop growing is the second that you start going in the other direction. You start going worse. Okay? It's the laws of motion. Energy is always moving. It's always going in one direction or the other. It's never staying still. So never stop growing. Always desire more. Keep pushing forward. Finally, I want you to say, celebrate your accomplishments. Okay? So I don't want you to think that you're never good enough. You always got to take to in that hard work. So discipline is really, once you have those motivating factors, it starts with being real with yourself. Okay? Looking yourself in the mirror and realizing that it's up to me. It's up to you. Okay? No one else. If you want to achieve that goal, if you want those results, it's up to you. You have to make it happen. So look yourself in the mirror and realize that if you're lazy today, you're the only one that's being hurt. No one else is being hurt. Okay? But if you work hard today, you're getting better. You're getting the benefit. You're getting closer to your goals. So realize this is 100% up to you. If you don't put in the training, you're the one that's suffering. You're the one that's not getting close to your goals. You're the one that's going to have regret at the end of the day. Okay, so live your days without regret. Understand it's your responsibility. And if you want to become better, you have to make it work. You have to put in the work. There's no way around that. Okay, if you don't put in the work, you're not going to get the results. And I know it's a simple theory, but not everyone is following it. Not even close to anyone is following it. Okay, so make that a commitment to yourself. If you're disciplined, if you stick with it for the long run, it's going to come to you. It may not come right away, but it's going to come. All right. Let us move forward. I just want to say a couple things before I let you go and get back to your training. But I want to remind you that you have what it takes. Okay, all these things that we talked about, all these character traits, you can develop them. You probably have them in you right now. They may not be as strong as they need to be, but if you're focusing on making them better, you're really listening to this audio and it's sticking with you, you're taking the information and you're going to use it every day, then yes, you're going to become better. And yes, you can do this. You're capable of achieving everything that you want. Okay? So many players, we don't think that we can achieve goals because we don't believe in ourselves to start. Other people have told us that we can't do it, that it's not possible, that no one does that. We don't see anyone else achieving the goals that we want to achieve. Okay, we tell ourselves that we're not good enough because other people tell us we're not good enough. Okay, but you need to change that. You need to understand, just because I don't know anyone else who is doing this doesn't mean that I can't do this. Why can't you be the special one? Why can't you be the special breed? Okay, honestly, the great achievers in life, I don't think they're that much different from other people. The only thing different is that they open their mind to the possibility. They said, hey, I can be the one that makes the difference. Hey, I can be the one that stands out miles ahead of anyone else. If it's going to be someone, why shouldn't it be you? It can be you, and it will be you if you stick to these ideas and you really push forward for your success. Remember, make the most out of each day. Do not live with regret. What are your goals? What are your big dreams? Go out and chase them. Please, do not do this for me. Do that for yourself. You're going to enjoy your life. You're going to have such a better life if you just go out, chase those goals, and achieve them. And I'm not just talking about soccer. I'm talking about every area of your life. What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to be? What success do you want to have? It's waiting for you. You just got to go out and get it. Okay? Believe in yourself. Work incredibly hard. Remember, talent is overrated. Talent is overrated. Yes, I want you to be talented. Yes, I want you to work on your skills, your creativity, your flair, like I said, but you need to work incredibly hard for those results. Okay? Believe in yourself. Work incredibly hard. You're going to see improvements. You're going to get success. Grow, change, and adapt. You will be your happiest when you are growing. If you're the same person today that you will be in a month, believe me, you won't be very happy. But if in a month you're a much better person than you were today, that is when you will be your happiness. I strongly believe that. Happiness comes from growth. So if you're getting better, you're going to be happier. So keep growing, keep growing, keep asking more of yourself. Don't be afraid to change. Okay, a lot of players are scared to change, or a lot of people are scared to change in any way because they think other people will judge them or they won't feel comfortable in their new skin. Realize that if you want to achieve a great goal, you can't be the same person that you are today. You have to change. You have to grow, and you have to adapt to your circumstances, to your environment. You have to change, okay? So don't be afraid of change. Other people might say, hey, man, you changed. What happened to you? Okay, you got to understand that those people that are trying to stop you from changing are probably the people that you don't want in your life because they're bringing you down rather than building you up. Those people that are around you and they're saying, wow, it's great to see you grow, man. It's great to see you change. Those are the people that you want to keep around you. So don't be afraid of change. Realize that you cannot be the same person today that you are tomorrow if you want to achieve great things in this life. Desire more. Yes, we're talking about growing, but yes, you can always take it to a higher level. So who do you want to be? Okay? It's never good enough. Do you think Messi just goes to training knowing he's the best? That guy's always trying to get better. Ronaldo, everybody, every great player, they're always trying to get better. The second that you stop growing is the second that you start going in the other direction. You start going worse. Okay? It's the laws of motion. Energy is always moving. It's always going in one direction or the other. It's never staying still. So never stop growing. Always desire more. Keep pushing forward. Finally, I want you to say, celebrate your accomplishments. Okay? So I don't want you to think that you're never good enough. You always got to take it to a new level. Feel great about yourself. Feel good about improving. Feel good about getting better. Feel good about working on yourself, developing yourself. Because you deserve that, honestly. Most people in this lifetime, they will be the same person that they are at 20, that they are at 80. Okay? But you are becoming better every day. You're obviously listening to this audio. You're watching my videos. You've gotten this program. You know the value of self-development. So celebrate. Feel great about your accomplishments. Feel great about your developments. Really compliment yourself. And don't just always be so hard on yourself. That's a very big idea. The last point I want to say is share the love. So if these ideas work for you, share them with other people. Share them with your friends. And I'm not just talking on a soccer basis. If these ideas stick with you and they help you achieve more success in your life, the biggest thing that you can do is contribute to the greater good of the world. Okay? Share these ideas with someone else. Tell them they work for you and they can work for them. And last but not least, I want to say thank you very much for listening to this audio. I hope it brought you a lot of value. I know I didn't clearly describe some of the ideas as well as I would have liked to, but I know there's a lot of value in here, and if you use these ideas and you listen to this audio a couple times, you're really going to get some extreme value, and you're going to start to see those significant improvements, not only in your technical and physical skill, but your mentality, okay, and your outlook on life, not just soccer. So yes, you're going to be a better soccer player. Yes, I'm going to make you a better soccer player, but yes, And yes, I want you to be a better person. Okay? And if you truly want that for yourself, you want to be a better person, not just a better player, then you're going to be a better player. Okay? But you're also going to get more out of life. You're going to feel a lot better. You're going to have a lot less stress, a lot more happiness, and you're going to attract that success that you deserve. Thanks for checking out this audio. I will see you very, very soon.